Hey, welcome back, and welcome to Session 6, where we're going to explore really the core of the radical responsibility model. We're going to go into the whole above-the-line, below-the-line distinction. And this is really getting into the core of radical responsibility that has made huge shifts, not only in my own life, but in the life of thousands of people that I've been able to introduce this to. So, how did you do with your homework? You remember at the end of the Drama Triangle session? Did you look out into the world for 24 or 48 hours? How many drama triangles did you identify? Did you write them down in your journal? If you did the assignment, I'll bet you saw a lot of them, and I'll bet you found it fascinating to actually sort of document them and really identify the roles and whether the roles were changing and so forth. If you haven't done that yet, please do it. In fact, I would really encourage you, turn off the audio and don't do this session until you spend 24 to 48 hours doing that homework assignment. Okay, assuming that you've finished that assignment and you're ready to roll, let's get into this session. So again, this is going into the heart of radical responsibility and what allows us to live in a completely new way. We're going to discover in this session, experientially, what for me has been the most transformative life distinction. Now, what's a life distinction? That's a term that's used in the training world. Sometimes we call them training distinctions. It's saying things are this way or that way. It's a binary, very pointed distinction. Something is either this or it's that. And often things are not that absolute, but the purpose of a distinction is to have a very sharp edge, to be very binary, so that it creates leverage. It actually sort of cuts through the confusion and the fog, and it creates leverage for change and transformation. So there are many such life distinctions, and we're going to go through a number of them in this course. And the one we're going to discover in this session, for me, has been more transformative in my own life and the lives of many other people I know than any other. So I'm really excited about going through this together today. We're going to start right off by getting into an experiential process. Now, I need to give you some guidance on how to set this up. So, you're going to need a piece of paper. So, you can use a full empty page in your journal, or you can take just a separate sheet of blank paper. It could be a sheet of copy paper or larger format paper, and just a blank sheet of paper. And then, with a marker, or it could be a pen or pencil, you're going to draw a horizontal line across the sheet of paper halfway down. So you've divided the paper that you have organized portrait style, up and down, vertical, and you've divided it in half with a line across the paper. Then, with your marker or pen or pencil, make a vertical dotted line right down the middle of the sheet. So now you're dividing the sheet in half left and right. This now gives you four sections. At the top of the two sections on the left side of the paper, the upper and the lower, at the top of those two sections, write the word themes. So you have themes above and themes below. On the right side of the paper, at the top of each half, write the word feelings. So now you have the word feelings at the top of each of those right-hand sections. Okay, now your paper is all set up. That's all you need. So just have that ready, and at a certain time in this process, I'll be asking you to write things down on that sheet of paper. If you want to get really fancy, you could have four colored pens or colored pencils or colored markers and use a different color in each of the four sections so that they really stand out as distinct. That's what I do when I lead this in person. Okay, if you're ready, we're going to go ahead. I'm going to ask you to reflect on something that happened to you in your adult life. Please do not go to childhood experiences. We're not prepared here to work with that. So be responsible and stay with your adult life. And I want you to choose a situation where you truly felt victimized. Now again, if something really horrible has happened to you in your life, some really serious violation or physical violation, please don't go there either, because we're not really prepared to hold you in that kind of experience in this process, and certainly not over audio. So please pick a more garden variety situation where something happened to you. Maybe somebody broke an agreement with you, or there was a betrayal of trust, or you got passed over for a promotion at work, or just one of those things that happened to us quite frequently where at the time we really felt like we've been victimized. If it's something that happened relatively recently, all the better. And if you still have a bit of charge around it, all the better. That's perfectly fine. Helpful, actually. So just find one. We all have lots of them, and you can do this one, and then you can go back and do this process with others' situations on your own. So just pick one for now that you feel you have some clarity about, and at the time, you were really hot about. Okay, you got it? All right. So this is going to be kind of an imaginative process, an imaginative reflection process you're going to go through. And then I'm going to be asking you questions, and then at some point you're going to be writing things down on that sheet of paper that I had you set up. So I'd like you to imagine that whatever this incident or situation was just happened. And now you're either in person or on the phone with the person that you would most want to download that to, who would be very sympathetic. And it could be your best friend or your spouse or your mother or whoever it might be. But somebody, you're on the phone or in person and you're just down. Can you believe they did that? And then they did this. And I can't believe they did that. And can you believe this? And they did. You're just downloading it. And your job here is to thoroughly convince whoever this person you're downloading this to that you are absolutely victimized. By the time you're done, and I'm going to give you 2 or 3 minutes to do this, whoever you're downloading this to should be more upset than you are. They should be jumping out of their chair. They should be ready to jump up and go after that perp and get them locked up. In other words, you want to turn this person into the person you're downloading this to. You want to turn them into your what? That's right, your rescuer. Okay, so that's your job. And I want you to just go totally into the victim story. Don't try to be enlightened. Don't try to be mindful. Just go totally into the victim story and get emotional and pull every emotional card that you can. And you could be flailing your arms and jumping up and down. Just totally go into it. The more you can fully go into this, the more you're going to get out of it. Okay, you got the picture? So really go for it. And, you know, probably you're sitting somewhere by yourself listening to this audio. And so you can just get crazy with this. Just go wild. Go totally into it with no embarrassment. And you're going to learn the most by doing that. Okay? So in a moment, I'll say ready, set, go. And at that point, if you're alone, you could do it verbally. That'd be great. Do it out loud. Or at the very least, silently imagine yourself down and really be saying these words in your mind and just letting it rip, just downloading it to whoever you would probably do this with. Again, your spouse, best friend, your mother, something like that, okay? Ready? 1, 2, 3, go. Keep going. You got 30 seconds left. Pull out all the stops. Let it rip. Convince this person that you are totally victimized. Go for it. Okay, that's it. Thank you. Thank you. All right, please close your eyes, if they're not closed already, and drop into your body and just feel, what does it feel like in your body to be in the midst of this victim story and to be telling it, downloading it to somebody, and remembering it and feeling it? What does it feel like? Just get a global sense of it. Remember, the body is learning. This is really critical. We need to have our body understand what this feels like. Really get a feel for it. Okay, keep your eyes closed. Keep breathing. Stay with it.